For someone that doesn't live in Cleveland, the idea of Cleveland Rocks just makes sense, and has even before I've had this job. That's what people think.
Yes.
And to be able to adopt that and have that, because people around the world, that's when you talk about Cleveland, it comes up.
And
like we were saying, to be able to expand this, so when people get off the airplanes, when they're at the airport, it should be everything. That's what it should be. This is where, not that there's not other great businesses and other things in the city, but people around the world know this.
Right.
And I think hopefully that's something that can expand. When people get off an airplane and they start walking through the airport, they get an idea that this is where it is. Because right now, you just don't see that. Mm-hmm. With all due respect to the educators in the audience, there's so many ads for colleges there, and there's nothing for the Rock Hall. I never understood that. People like, oh, I forgot to go to college. There's an ad. Let's go. But I'm sure there's a good reason, and I hope I'm not defending anybody, but, too bad. I think there's an opportunity here to really kind of expand on this.
It's a tremendous opportunity, and as you like to say, Terry, it's a verb.
It's a verb. It's not a noun. And all these assets that we have here rock besides the museum, so it's a very easy, an easy sort of headline that embraces all the great cultural assets and the arts organizations and everything else we love about Cleveland. Cleveland really does rock, and we know that. So hopefully by the next time the inductions are here, we won't have to have this discussion.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.